got your day the 2 weeks, or a Moshe Taragin.
Okay, good morning. Guten Pesach Sheni. Everyone, Guten Pesach Sheni. So we're halfway through the Sphira, so I thought since Baruch Hashem Sphira Se'omer, the Mitzvah Sphira Se'omer, it's also Nach Parsha Se'omer, Svartan Lechem Machras HaShabbos. So discuss a little bit about a very interesting halacha Sphira Se'omer. And I hear people say this all the time, just before we get into the Lamdas. I'm no longer counting this year. I missed a day. I'm no longer counting. It's a sheker. You're still counting. It's in the kind of mitzvah. We just have a minhag, which I'll discuss today, that if you miss a day, you don't count with a bracha. But people feel as if they missed a day, they're no longer making the mitzvah. So if you come to shul, you can listen to the bracha of the Shliach Tzibur and be yotzev the bracha and nacha bracha, but bracha say to makvos. And it's important to tell people, especially sometimes I hear women who, you know, sometimes miss it, so I'm no longer counting this year. It could be very, very deflating to them. Say, you're still being mekayim the mitzvah. You're just not being mekayim the mitzvah with the bracha. But our minhag, of course, is based on the sheet of the Bahag, that if a person misses one day, an entire day, hecha de'inshi, so he should no longer count with the bracha. Where does this come from? What's the makor? And, of course, what's the svara? So there are two tosis in Shas. The first tosis is found, of course, in the Megillah. What's interesting about the sugya is that there's really very little in the Gemara. There's very little in Shas about Sfiras HaOmer. For some reason, there's literally one line in the Gemara Menachos, a little bit Nasamach Vav, a Meimer and Abaye. There's one, a little bit Rishonim talk about in the Gemara Megillah, Kol Mitzvos Hayom, Shem Kol Hayom, Kol Mitzvos Shem Kol Halayla. But there's really no sugya, and because there's no sugya, and whatever sugya is there is a Menachos, and most of the Rishonim didn't write a Menachos, so by extension, you don't have that many Rishonim. So what's interesting about the sugya is that a lot of the halachos don't come from the Rishonim. Normally, halachos come from the Ramban, and the Rashba, and the Ritva, and the... Here, most of the halachos come from the Gaonim. It's a really nice opportunity to enter into the world of the Gaonim, Misaji Gaon, Rafai Gaon, the Bahag, Shimon Kayara. So it's an interesting sugya, not just in terms of the halacha l'maisa, because we live it every year, and not just in terms of the lamdos, which is very interesting, but also in terms of the types of svarim that the psak is based upon. You don't have the classic svarim that are involved. So the sugya starts in Megillat Avchav Mibbeis, the famous Mishnah, called Mitzvos Sheres Bayom, Sheres Kol Hayom. And the Mishnah lists in a very, very long list of Mitzvos Hayom. Then the conclusion of the Mishnah says, and call Halayla Kasher for the two Mitzvos of the Laila. Anyone know what the two Mitzvos of the Laila are? There are very few Mitzvos that are Dafka Balayla. Sfiras HaOmer. So it doesn't say that here, Achilles Karam Pesach. Because it could be, the reason it doesn't say it's Dafka, very interesting lamas, is Achilles Karam Pesach a din in Laila, or it's a din in Kachim. Because Kachim, you eat the Laila Chorea Korban. So the question is, it Dafka Tesvav, or is it din in Laila Chorea Yudalad? Part of the Machlokas is the Rashi himself in Undaf Gimel has that, declares that Shaila. So there are only two mitzvos that are Kasher Balayla, two mitzvos of Laila. One is, of course, Sfiras HaOmer, and one is Hector Chalab and Bavarin, burning the body parts of the carbon. The Imurim, we put on the Mizbech during the day, the Imurim of the Kishkas, that gets burned very quickly. The Chalav, the Ivarim, the Chalavim, those are the big body parts, the bones, the limbs, and those take all night. So it's a little bit of a lopsided list. The day is the time of mitzvot, and the night, of course, there are other mitzvot, the night, Kumi Roni Balaya, Lashmuras Aboker, mitzvot of davening, mitzvot of people say Tikkun Chatzos, the daven for the Churban Beis Hamikdash, of course, Einikar Torah Balaya, the famous Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, for a person who wants Keser Torah, he has to learn Balaya, so the Laila is certainly a time for Talmud Torah, but in terms of specific Kiyama mitzvot, there are mitzvot that are both Bayom and Balaya, obviously. But in terms of Kiyama mitzvot that are specific to the night, there's only two mitzvot, Sfiras HaOmer and Hector Chalam Vevarim. No, but that's not Dafka Balaila. Oh, but Erev Toch L'Matzos. So the Mishnah doesn't list it for... Right. The Mishnah doesn't list it because it's not a din in Laila, it's a din in Tesvav and Bizman Shematzah Mor Menachem Mefunecha. So the Mishnah lists Sfiras HaOmer, and the Gemara, when it tries to explain what the Makor is, so the Gemara says, this is on Chafala from an Aleph, the Amar Mar, Ketzira, Vesvira, Balayla, Vahava Bayom. One line in the Gemara and Daf Chafala from an Aleph. Why is Sfiras HaOmer a din of the Laila? Because Ketzira HaOmer is a din in the Laila, and Sfiras HaOmer gets the din of Laila from Ketzira HaOmer. So that's all we have in the Gemara Megillah, that it's Halacha Balayla. Rabbeinu Tam, quoted in Tosfos in Megillah Daf Chaf from Adbeis, Amar Rabbeinu Tam, Shim shachach levarach balayla, lo yivarach bayom. Oh, thank you. Shim shachach levarach balayla, lo yivarach bayom. Namely, Rabbeinu Tam has a kasha. He doesn't ask the kasha directly. It's a little more direct than Tosfos and Menachos. Ketzira HaOmer is only a din in laila lechatchila. B'di'eved, you can be mekayim k'tiras omer during the day. So what about svira? If we're mashva svira to k'tira, then maybe just like k'tira is kasher b'di'eved bayom, maybe oichet svira is kasher b'di'eved bayom. So Beinu Tam paskins nish. He feels it's a machlokas hasugios between the Gemara and Megillah that says pashat layla, sounds like layla zekuva, as opposed to the halacha and the Gemara menachas of k'tira. And even though the Gemara Menachos on the Fayin Aleph says Ktsira Saimer is Kasher B'di'eved Bayom, Mikomakom Stamet Acha Adifa. Stamet Acha, the Stam Masnisan in Megillah is Adifa. The Od Nira, the Afilu Leman Demachshir Ktsira Saimer Bayom, D'Yeved, Modud Gavis Svira. He has two halachos. One is it's a machlokes hasugyos, and we pass on like Stam Demasnisan in Megillah against the Gemara Menachas Safayin Aleph. The second thing he clarifies is that even if you paskin, even the Man D'Amar who says if Ktsira's Ksher B'di'eved Bayom, he'll make a chilek between Ktsira and Svira. Svira is Dafka Belaila. Why Svira Dafka Belaila? What's the halacha that would demand that Svira is Belaila? Tamimos. In order for the Svira to be Tamimos, Ktsira, Nishkin halacha Tamimos. But Svira, so halacha Tamimos, very famous question that comes up all the time during the summer, certainly in England. If you daven early, and then you have to repeat Kriya Shema and Svira Saomer, which comes first? What? Tadir. Okay, so you think Kriya Shema is Tadir. But maybe Midin Tamimos, you want to count Svira Saomer as quickly as possible. So in terms of the mitzvah, maybe you want to count. It's always a clash, it's always a big tumult at everyone's table, which comes first, Svira Saomer or Kriya Shema. Right, well, because you remember Brichas Mazon. Let's say you're in the middle of a meal. So Brichas Mazon is not an issue. Right, the rice is Rabbanan. But if it's Tamimos, it's Mekayim. But that's part of the question, which I'll get to later. Is Sfir Sa'omer B'sman is the rice is Rabbanan? Machlag is Rambam Ramban. So if you hold like the Rambam, Sfir Sa'omer is also the rice without a Korbanos, so you got three the rices. So that also means whether you're, and Kriya Shema may only be a Chumrah, because according to many Rishonim, you can be Yotzi Kriya Shema after Plag Mikra Tadina, so you're just being Machmir, Chaz Mishnah. So that's a nice lumdus. Next time you're at the table, we don't know what to do first. It's a nice chance to talk about all the halachas. But anyway, that's Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't talk about what happens the next day. Rabbeinu Tam, you miss a day, you don't count the next day with a bracha. You can say the numbers, even if it's not a mitzvah during the day, you can say the number, you can say Yom Yom. And then the next night, you continue right there. Then Tosfos quotes to the Bahag. Baal Lachas Gedolos, the big machlokas who wrote the Bahag. According to many, many Rishonim, it wasn't written by Mar Yehuda Dargon. I was always trained that it was written by Mar Yehuda Dargon. The Ravid and many Rishonim feel that it was written in the 7th century, the 8th century, by Rav Shimon Kayara. So that's a Masara from the Ravid, many other Rishonim, that was written. In the other Yeshivas, we would call the Bahag Mar Yehuda Dargon. But many, many, many Rishonim felt it was written by Reb Shimon Kayara in the 8th century. Interesting name, Kayara. Where does that name come from? Did he live in Cairo? It's not clear where the makor of that name is. So Tosfos quotes the Bahag. And now the Bahag says as follows. Here's the big chiddush. U'Bahag Kasef, Hecha de'inshi levarach balayla. If you forgot to make a bracha and count at night, so he holds like the Rabbeinu Tam, you don't make a bracha the next day. Yimna lemacha below bracha. Avalim shachach laila v'yom. If you forgot, halacha is known to us. An entire unit, laila v'yom, lo yimna od bebracha. Can't make a bracha anymore. The rest of svira. Of course, you can count, and you still yotz to the mitzvah. But lo yimna, well, possibly lo yimna od bebracha. The question is how to understand this shita sabag. Why all of a sudden you miss one day? Why is it mashpia? Why does it affect the rest of the Kiyumah mitzvahs? So here the Sefer HaChinuch, many of you shown, and one explained, Shin Vav, that the Bahag holds that Svir Salmer, as he says, one long mitzvah. Even though it's different parts, it's all considered one long mitzvah, like one big puzzle. If you're missing one piece, Nishkin mitzvah. Very famous kasha, whenever we have all sorts of mitzvahs that have different halakim to them, it's in one mitzvah, it's a separate mitzvah, so it's very, very powerful question in the days of the Rishonim who wrote Sifrei Mitzvot, how many mitzvot do you count? How many mitzvot do you count for korbanos? Shechita, kabbalas adam, halacha, zrika, or only one? How many mitzvot for binyan hamishkan? One mitzvah or one for each kli? How many mitzvahs for Afrasha Struma? One mitzvah for Afrasha, one mitzvah for Nesina, or only one mitzvah? Tefillin, very famous question, very famous Balamorin tefillin. Tefillin is not ma'akev one another, but it's one mitzvah. So here, the Chinuch wants to explain that according to the Bahag, it's all one mitzvah. And since it's all one mitzvah, once you lose one day, you're no longer being mekayim the mitzvah. Now the kasha they ask on the Bahag, or on the Chinuch's understanding of the Bahag is, if it was really one long mitzvah, then why do you recite a bracha the first night? The Gemara Mida says, "Kol she'in asiyas a Gemara mitzvah se'in bevarchin alav." The only time you make a bracha is during the Gemara mitzvah. You don't make a bracha in the tchilas mitzvah. So if it's one mitzvah every night is a nacha mitzvah, you make a bracha. But if the Bahag holds is one long mitzvah, then the Gemara siyasa is only Shavuos, is only Erev Shavuos when you count the 49. That should be the bracha. That's the kasha on the Chinuch's understanding of the Bahag. The Teretz is not so difficult because there are two ways through the Gemara Nida. The Gemara Nida says, Kol shein asiyasa, Gemara mitzvasa, ein mevarchin alav. That would sound to you and me like you only make a bracha at the end. But the examples the Gemara gives is kagon asiyas tefillin vasiyas tzitzis. In those cases, not only is it not the Gemara mitzvah, it's not even the tchilas mitzvah, it's just the hechsher mitzvah. So there are different ways. There's Ramban. The Ramban has a long piece on that question, that we don't make a bracha on the tchilas mitzvah. Does it mean when we start a mitzvah? Or we just don't make a bracha during the hechsher mitzvah, like the asiyas tefillin or asiyas sukkah. The Gemara sukkah, daf mem vav, says when you make a sukkah, you make a shechiyano, you don't make a bracha, because you're not yet making the mitzvah. So that kasha, you can already deal with the kasha of the Gemara Nida. But there's another way to understand the Shita of the Beinu Tam, and that helps us understand a lot of very interesting Shitas in the Shita of the Bahag, a lot of very interesting Shitas in Mishonim. Let me tell you the other svar, if you don't hold like the Chinuch, to explain Shitas of Bahag. The Bahag felt that every unit is all considered one mitzvah, and therefore if you forget one unit, the mitzvah is chaser, the mitzvah is pagum. That's why you can't count. Everybody can count, but you can't count with the bracha. It could be that the Bahag didn't hold that it's one long mitzvah. It's really separate mitzvahs. But it's a halach of sfira. This is all found in the Svarim. Many Svarim say this. I heard it in my Rebbeim. Essentially, the mitzvah is to count. When you count numbers, they're part of a series. You count 1, 2, 3, 4. And those people who have studied math, not such a big math maybe, but those who have studied math know there are different ways that numbers interact with one another in series. 2, 4, 6, 8, 3, prime numbers. Someone actually told me the other day that there's something called a Fibonacci sequence, which is a certain way to organize numbers. And people throughout history have believed that that sequence of series of numbers represents the perfect symmetry of aesthetics and function and human face. And evidently, all the Kleah Mikdash were Fibonacci sequences. That all the Midas of the Kleah Mikdash were perfect. Perfect, symmetrical, perfect aesthetic. Not being a math genius, I can't really explain that to you. But there are sequences. So if you're counting 2, 4, 6, 8, that's one sequence. If you count 2, 4, 8, that's a different sequence. And the next number of base would be 10, and the next number would be 6. The sequence has changed based on the numbers. So numbers interact with one another because there's a flow. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world of numbers in the concept of the sphere. So the Bahag may be saying that if you forget a day, then your sphere is chaser. It's not 49 mitzvahs. But if you forget day 17, then day 18 has no connection to day 16. You've broken the chain. It's not like you've broken the mitzvahs. You've broken the chain. There's no continuity in your number. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us just to perform random numbers. 1, 5, 7, 6. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to create a sequencing of numbers leading up Chamish and Yom, leading up to Har Sinai. And therefore, the Bahag may feel like talk of separate mitzvahs. And each line does a separate mitzvah, and each line gets a separate bracha. But if you forget a certain number, then the sequencing is off.
So very well, if you forget completely. If you count by days, you have to continue.
That's the answer. And the Nafgamina students of Bahag. Why does the Bahag hold that if you count during the day, you can continue counting as your bracha? This is the famous kasha in the Bahag. If the day is taka mitzvah, you should make a bracha. If the day is not a mitzvah, then according to the Chinuch, you've lost it because you've lost that mitzvah. Mm-hmm. The Bahag is a very, very shvera shita. On the one hand, you count during the day, you not make a bracha. On the other hand, counting during the day saves the next day. According to the Sefer HaChinuch, it's a very difficult svar. Mamashach. Is day a mitzvah? Mach a bracha. Day is not a mitzvah, it shouldn't say the next day. We're going to this svara. Counting during the day is not a mitzvah. You're like a bracha. But you keep the sequence intact. You've talked about day 17. You've mentioned day 17. So 16 connects to 18. There's no gap between 16 and 18. Namely, the chiddush of the Bahagis, and this is the tifa part of the svara, it's shayach that there could be a sefira that isn't a mitzvah, but still keeps the sequence intact. That's the big chiddush of the Bahagis. According to the Sefer HaChinuch, there is one mitzvah, and you have to perform every single component of the mitzvah in order for the entire mitzvah to be miskayim. And if there's a component that you weren't miskayim that chelik of the mitzvah, the entire mitzvah is covered. But according to this svara, there are 49 separate mitzvahs, but you just don't have a gap. And to close the gap, you can count, even if you're not miskayim the mitzvah, as long as it's relevant. What are other examples of accounting in which you're not making the mitzvah, but you still close the gap and keep the sequence intact, like the Bahag's counting during the day? So here, of course, the most famous shita is the shita of Sajigon. Sajigon, of course, probably one of the greatest gonim, one of the most well-known gonim. 9th century, he fought the Karoyim. He's probably, I would say that in the Olam HaTorah, he was probably the first person to write Svarim. Of all the different types of Svarim, he was either first or second. First of all, he translated all Kisvei HaKodesh into Arabic because people didn't speak Hebrew. So he had to teach people in Arabic, and he tried to teach them Hebrew. He was the first person to write a Sefer Machshava, Emunas Videos. In the end of the Sefer, there's Dvar Moser. He wrote a parish on the Torah. Shas had been written, and people studying Shas, people studying Chassimus HaTalmud. And he was a machaber, he wrote a siddur, Rav Amram Gaon wrote the first siddur. So if you take a look at all the different types of svarim, he was either the first or the second to write that sefer, Rabbeinu Sajigon. So Rabbeinu Sajigon is quoted in Beis Yosef, in the Tor, he's quoted very early, in the Tor in Arachayim. Yeah, the Tor in Arachayim quotes of Sajigon that, Im shachach bi'echad hayamim, yivarech bi'yamim shelachrav, Vim shachach velo birach. Let me find the tough pay test. Find the tough pay test. No, I thought it was a sign. Sorry, I thought it was a sign. Let me think for a second where it is. No, it's quoted in the Bir Halacha in the name of Haigon. I'm sorry, Thoros of Sajigon. It's quoted in Bir Halacha in the name of Haigon. This is the Reis of Vedic. Haigon says that if you forget a day, so the next day you can say, yesterday was 16, today is 17. Let's say you forget day 16. Bir Halacha quotes of Haigon. So on day 17 you say, yesterday was 16, tomorrow, today is 17. And you can continue the bracha. We're passing like the Bahag, but you have one day to make up. It's day 17. You're not being mekayim the mitzvah of 16. 16 is finished. If it's, the chinuch is right and the bahag is all considered one mitzvah, you lost the mitzvah of day 16. L'chara, the svara of a paigon is that you're still keeping the sequence. And as long as you mention 16 in a relevant fashion, then the numbers can continue to go on. Now the kasha of paigon is how far can you go? Maybe if you get 2 days, then say 2 days ago was 16, and yesterday was 17, and ain't lo herself. And where's the shear? So we can assume that maybe one day is the shear. At least if you have one day, you're going back and counting that previous day. Dafka, that Bir Halacha, also quotes a very famous sheet of Rabbeinu Yerucham. Rabbeinu Yerucham was one of the Gedolim of France in the 13th century. Unfortunately, people don't really read his Svarim anymore. It's a very interesting concept. The Chida once said that the Rabbeinu Yerucham and the Itter were written al pisod. And there's a Kabbalah, then anyone who writes Perushim on the Rabbeinu Yerucham and the Itter, something bad will happen to them. And throughout history, people that wrote Perushim on the Rabbeinu Yerucham met with certain tragedies. So the Torah quotes Rabbeinu Yerucham a lot. And when you see in the Svarim, Resh Yud Vav, that's Rabbeinu Yerucham. Because Resh Yud is the Re, or Resh Yud. So Resh Yud Vav, they're quoting Rabbeinu Yerucham. Rabbeinu Yerucham told us Adam Bechava. That's his famous sefer, Rabbeinu Yerucham. The first part is the halachas up until marriage, called Adam. The second part of the sefer is the halachas after marriage, called Chava. So Ben Yeruchim, as the Bir Halacha quotes the Shita, he says that even, and there's an interesting story to it, that even if you forgot a day, as long as you don't forget an entire week, it's still considered tumimas. That's Shita Rabbeinu Yeruchim. There's a famous story that a maskil once came into the Beis Halevi's room. He was very angry. You Rabbanim, you're ruining Yiddishkeit. All the times, chumras and chumras and chumras, you're driving us meshugana. When are you going to come up with a cooler ready? All the time, you're ruining Am Yisrael. So the Beis Halevi looks at him and says, what do you mean? I'm a very big makil. So the maskil said, Rabbi, give me an example of one of your coolas. So Beis Halevi says, you know, there's a shita sabahag that if you forget a day, you can't count with a bracha. But the Rabbeinu Yeruchim feels that if you don't miss a week, you can still count with a bracha. Most people don't paskin like the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. I'm makil like the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. So I tell everyone in shul, if you didn't forget a week, you can still count with a bracha. I'm a very big makil. And he gave an assortment of other kulos, and that's not what the maskil was interested in. They weren't interested in those types of kulos. Give other kulos, it was makil on, and he stormed out of the room and says, I have nothing to do here. What's interesting about the Rabbeinu Yeruchim is that he assumes that the sphere Shavuos and the sphere Yamin are really part of the same sphere. The Gemara Menachos says that Ameimar, Mimni Yomei V'lo Mimni Shavui. Ameimar would count days, Gemara Menachos and Daf Samach Vav, but he wouldn't count, just read the Gemara, because it's the only other Gemara in Sphere Omer, so maybe I'll read the Gemara. It's the Gemara Menachos of Samach Vav. Ameimar, Mimne, Mani Yome, Velo Mani Shavue, Zecher Lemikdash. This, of course, is a very famous Velvel. The Briska Rav said, what was he doing? The Briska Rav cleared the Chakira between two types of Drabanan. The Drabanan that are Stam Gzeris Drabanan, and then the Drabanans that are called Zecher Lemikdash, in which Chachamim Chazal were trying to highlight how much we're missing. Normally, Drabanan is, we don't have something, so we'll extend a halacha that we don't have, chamecha gzera. The Briska Rav felt that any time you have a halacha called zecher lemikdash, then essentially you're performing the mitzvah, but in a limited fashion, just to show that the mitzvah isn't complete. For example, karech is zecher lemikdash kehillel. He based it on the Gemara in Sukkah, mechlal deboi drisha, tzion hi doresh ein la, that when you bekayim mitzvahs, you have to be doresh tzion. So according to the Briska Rav, a Meimar curtailed the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. There's two mitzvahs of Sfiras HaOmer, Yamim and Shavuos, and he wanted to show that without the Beis HaMikdash, according to the Ramban, without the Beis HaMikdash, without Korbanos, it's only the Rabbanan. So it's not as if the mitzvah disappeared and the Rabbanan made a new mitzvah. The Rabbanan are trying to make a shortened or abbreviated mitzvah to highlight our Avelus in the Beis HaMikdash. But why was he counting Shavuos and not Yamim and not Shavuos? So Rabbeinu Yeruchim has a famous shita that the Shavuos and the Yamim are different halachos. In Parshas Emor, you have both Yamim and Shavuos. In Parshas Re'eh, you only have Shavuos. Shiva Shavuos, Tisper, Lach, Me'echel, Chermesh, Bakama. In Parshas Emor, Svartim, Lachem, Mechas, HaShabbos, Yom, Re'eh, Chemetzem, Matanufa, Sheva, Shabbosos, Tmimos, Tiyena. He wanted to declare that Sviras Yamim is a separate halacha, Sviras Shavuos is a din Korbanos. Svartim, Lachem, Mechas, HaShabbos, Miyom, HaVeyachem, Esom, Ratanufa, Sheva, Shabbosos, Tmimos, Tiyena. There's two halachas, it's Tzvei Dinim, Tzvias HaOmer. One is just to be Mekayim, the Mitzvah. One is to count down from Minchas HaOmer to the Shtei Lechem. And therefore, B'zman HaZeh, without Korbanos, the Sfira Shavuos is only Midirabanan, the Sfira Yamim would be Diraisa, because that's autonomous, that's not linked to Korbanos. And therefore, these two Sfiras would be different. When the Mishneh Berurah says, the Mishneh Berurah and the Bir Halacha, when he quotes the Rav Haigon, that if you, let me, I have it, I wrote it down here before, when he quotes Rav Haigon that if you don't miss weeks, then you keep your Sfira Sa'amr intact, he's assuming that Sfira Shavuos and Sfira Yamim are the same halacha. According to Rabbeinu Yeruchim, Sfira Shavuos and Sfira Yamim are separate halachas. And therefore, even if you keep your weeks intact for Tamimos, that shouldn't be able to save the Sfira Yamim. Maybe you don't even make a bracha on Sfira Shavuos because it's only Midrabanan. But anyway, that's the shita of Rav Haigon, that you can count the day before, even though you're not making the mitzvah the day before, you're still keeping it intact. Another example of this is a famous shita, which every once in a while it comes up. I had that the whole question. I was in a plane 2 weeks ago, and we took off from New York, and we're trying to look outside. When is it says? When is it says? When is it says? And everyone's tired. I was going to fall asleep, so we dive in Maariv as quickly as possible. Then we dive in Maariv after plug. As quickly, because we don't want people to fall asleep and miss davening. And then people said, should we say Sfiras HaOmer? So Sfiras HaOmer, you can't be sober from plag. But the Machzor Vitri, who was a Talmud of Rashi, and he wrote the Siddur with a lot of halachos, the Machzor Vitri said that if you're davening in a minyan, which happens in the summer, in the spring, and you're davening before Tzeisa Kochavim, you should count Sfiras HaOmer the next day. Even though the day hasn't happened yet. And he says, and when night comes, you should count again with a bracha. So what's the toelis of counting without a bracha for the next day? So this is l'chara, the reverse of Feigl, because you're keeping the series intact. If I count on day 16, towards the end of the day, tomorrow is 17, haven't yet been mekayim the mitzvah of 17, because it's not yet day 17. But at least the series is intact. At least there's no break in the series. Just like according to the Gaonim, on day 17, I can say yesterday was 16, even though I forgot it, and the series continues. Similarly, for the same svara, I can count the next day. It's a little bit, you could be mechalik between the two, but I can count on day 16, plag amincha, day 16, tomorrow is already going to be 17. I'm not yet yotzei the mitzvah, and I'll make a bracha, and if I'm awake at night, I should recite Brichas HaOmer and Sfiras HaOmer, but at least I've kept the series intact. There are two or three other nafkaminas to this understanding of the Bahag. Probably the most famous nafkamina is the Minchas Chinuch. Famous Minchas Chinuch. I'm sure some of you has a son or an enikel who's a bar mitzvah during Sfiras HaOmer. You can't have a bar mitzvah during Sfiras HaOmer without signing this Minchas Chinuch. It's Nishkein bar mitzvah. It's Afgaz din bar mitzvah. You don't count the, you don't say over the Minchas Chinuch. What's the famous Minchas Chinuch of Sfiras HaOmer? According to the Bahag, it's one long mitzvah. It's one long mitzvah. Then the katan, who becomes bar mitzvah during Sfiras HaOmer, it shouldn't count with the bracha after he becomes a gadol, because he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah as a bar chiyuva for the first couple of days. He's missing those first couple pieces of the puzzle that entails the entire mitzvah. So he shouldn't count with the bracha. Then he clears, according to the Bahag, he says. Then he clears that maybe he can, because it's mekayim midin chinuch, and then it's already a kasha, how we understand a mitzvah midin chinuch, what's the gedder of the mitzvah. But according to this svara, who would disagree with Minchas Chinuch? The katan, before he becomes a bar mitzvah, wasn't mekayim the mitzvah. But he counted the days. He mentioned day 3. He mentioned day 4. He mentioned day 5. He mentioned day 6. So for him, the series of numbers is still intact. What's the difference if I'm a katan and I'm counting day 20 and it's not a mitzvah but it's still a counting? And the Shitas Gaonim that on day 18, I talk about day 17, I'm mekayim the mitzvah of 17 on day 18, but it's still considered a Sfiras HaOmer. It's still considered to me, I still have the tamimus of the Sfira. I found this in Afana, in an Afana Noda Behuda. The Noda Behuda is quoted in Shim Mem Aleph. There's a Pischei Tshuva that quotes a Noda Behuda about an Onain. What happens if a person's an Onain for an entire day? So an Onain is Patur Mechala Mitzvos. So that entire day, he wasn't Mekayim Sfiras HaOmer. Let me see if I can find a Shim Mem Aleph. I think Pischei Tshuva quotes him. Just give me a second, please. V'ayim b'tshuvas noda b'Yehuda madura kama samach zayin or achayin chaf zayin dim hu onen b'mei asfira b'layla. He means he's an Onan the whole time, and therefore he's going to miss it. Listen to the psak of the Noda Behuda. Yispar ve'osa laila below bracha, ve'az yuchal levarach shar yamim. So here you mamish have the svar. Because an Onan is not being mekayim a mitzvah. That's already a kasha. Is an Onan not chayiv a mitzvah? Not being mekayim a mitzvah. Is a maisa mitzvah an Onan considered a maisa mitzvah? But it's similar to a katan. That you don't have the kiyama mitzvah, but you have the maisa sfira, and therefore the sequence is intact. So this is the sheet of the Bahag. It's quoted again both in Tosfos and Megillah. It's quoted in Tosfos and Menachos. The Chinuch understood, and the Minchas Chinuch commented on the Sefer HaChinuch, because the Bahag felt it's one long mitzvah, and therefore if you miss one of the Chelkiyah mitzvah, you can't be Mekayim the mitzvah, at least with the bracha. You can count, but you're not Mekayim the full mitzvah. Again, this is not my svar, it's in the Olam HaYeshiva, it's in the svarim, is that the sheet of the Bahag is not because it's one mitzvah, and that's why you make a bracha laila rishona. Sheet of the Bahag, by the way, I mentioned before the Reb Velvel, that Reb Velvel, because Revelable felt that Bismanazah Sphere Salm is Machlokas Rambam Ramban. The Rambam feels Sphere Salm is Diraisa. The Ramban in Tosos, that's the Tosos that is quoting in Megillah, Tosos feels that Sphere Salm is the Rabbanon. The Nafkaminas, and this comes up a lot, especially with everyone, but with younger people as well, as we paskin any suffix of Sphere Salmer, we paskin Svekadir Rabbanon Lakula. So if you have a suffix whether you counted Sphere Salmer, continue counting with a bracha. That's the Pesach of Tosos and Menachos. They always have these Svekos, did I not, I was on a plane, I thought I did, I thought I didn't, I remember I was one Matzei Shabbos, I was a Rav somewhere in Eretz Yisrael, and I was handling the Havdalah and getting the Shliach Tzibur, and I said, I'll count Sphere Salmer afterwards with Kavanah. And then I thought I did, I didn't. So he paskin, Savak Yerabanan Lekula. Or Velvel felt, it's not just a Derabanan, but it's what's called a Zecher Lemikdash. And since it's a Revel Menachos, and the Ksavim Menachos. And the other Nafkamina, the Zecher Lemikdash, is that's why we don't recite a Shechiyanu. A famous Kasha. Why don't we recite a Shechiyanu in Kim Sphere Saomer? So Velvel says, because it's a Avelus for the Beis HaMikdash, so we're not going to recite a Shechiyanu. Tosfos in the Ramban feel it's Derabanan. And that's why we say, and a lot of people that may not know this, the Harachaman we say after Sphere Saomer, people have minhagim to say Lamaseya, Halagidis, Anamakrachidil Simincha, people have Pikabala, say Rabbanishlam, Mebrachos, some people do, some people don't, a lot of different minhagim, but the Harachaman is already in Tosus. Tosus in Megillah, Chafam Abay says, since Bismanazeh, Sphere Saomer, is only Durabanan, so we want to daven for the restoration of the Beis HaMikdash. Aye, what about Lulav? Lulav is a shtick deraisa. When Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Lulav was curtailed from 7 days to one. But at least Yom Rishon, for us, is deraisa. But Sphere Saomer, according to the Sheet of Tosfos and Tosfos and Ramban, was completely dismantled. Because with Manazer, according to Tosfos and Ramban, without Korbanos, there's no mitzvah deraisa. So since it's a mitzvah that has gone from something we can be Mekayim to something we can't be Mekayim deraisa, Satasa says that's why we have a minute to say Harachamani Achzalan Abodas B'Smikas Shemkoma Rav Meir Min Sela. So if you're ever in a rush during Sfiras Omer or you don't have time to say the other Pirakim of Tehillim, just say Harachamani Achzalan Abodas B'Smikdash is a chilik. People think it's just like Harachaman and benching something. It's already in Tosfos. They want to dive in for the Beis HaMikdash. So the Bahag has a shita that if you forget one entire unit, the Chinuch explains it because it's all one mitzvah. The kasha on the Chinuch is bracha, but that kasha you can understand. The bigger kasha in the chinuch is, the chinuch's understanding of the bahag is, if it's all one mitzvah, how come Sfiras Yom is matzil? Imanushach, if Sfiras Yom is a mitzvah, make a bracha. If Sfiras Yom is not a mitzvah, then it shouldn't be matzil. The answer, the teretz is, many have said, that according to the bahag, it's not one mitzvah, it's one sfira. And it's gan shayach that there could be a Sfiras Yom that is an ishke mitzvah, but it keeps the sfira intact. The nafkaminis would be number one, Sfiras Yom according to the bahag. Now, for me, number two, Sfiras Yom Shel Acharav, according to Rav Haigon. Sfiras Yom Shel Afanav, according to the Machs of Vitri. Sfiras Katan, if we argue with the Minchas Chinuch, because his Sfira as a Katan wasn't a mitzvah, but was considered a Sfira. And possibly this is what the Noda Behuda was saying, according to Pesach Tshuva, that a Sfiras Onein, if you feel that an Onein is Mufka from the mitzvah, not that he's Pata from the mitzvah, but that his mitzvah is, and he's not Mekayim the mitzvah, but he still counted that day, and therefore the next day he could continue. So, Mirtz Hashem, the next time we see each other should be in Beis HaMikdash. Mirtz Hashem, Mishal Zach, and the time Shtei Alechem, and Tzuras Omer, Deraisa, Lecholadeus. Mirtz Hashem. Lecholadeus.